Okay. We're back from executive. At this point, Matt, do you want to just clarify that we have
If you'd like.
Just so I don't misspeak.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, again, we're here tonight pursuant to the contract at a step two grievance that is being heard, and the township will complete our obligations or take the action set forth in step two, and we are aware of the time frames set forth therein. It will not occur this evening.
Thank you. We have no miscellaneous items. Can I get a motion to open to public comment?
I'll open this to a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 We are now open to public comment. And anyone wanting to make a public comment, you're welcome to come forward.
Hi, my name is Adrienne Padakis-Collette. I'm a township resident. This is initially a letter, but I'll be reading it out loud. I'm writing to express my concern about recent events in our town. I attended the December 15th committee meeting at the recommendation of a neighbor. I've been acquainted with Maria Naccarato for many years. I've been used to seeing her name in every township newsletter and on many of the township activity posts. Then our kids started school in the same grade, and I'd see her around at school events. I was surprised to see her speaking out about her position being terminated. I was sorry to hear that she was let go, but I don't always know what's happening behind the scenes, so I was willing to hear the rest of the story. Unfortunately, from the proceedings of the meeting and from reading the newspaper article afterwards, it sounds like there are some unprofessional and unacceptable actions on the part of some of our township committees members and town employees. To find out that our town clerk and other employees had failed to organize themselves to share rice notices, post agendas, and inform employees of their termination in a timely and professional manner is surprising. I was especially concerned that there were other committee members speaking openly about information being withheld by their fellow members in order for a vote to be cast in their favor. It's also surprising to see employees and committee members butting up and taking sides so divisively. I was also surprised to hear that a committee member brought up an OPA request on a town volunteer last year. It's my understanding that these are used for very specific reasons and are meant to involve township employees and not volunteers. This is a serious request that should not be undertaken for seemingly frivolous reasons. This seems like a wasteful use of our township employees' time and talents. We should consider ourselves lucky to have dedicated and knowledgeable volunteers helping run our town committees and activities, especially in such a small town. We should treat them better. These actions make it clear that there needs to be more competent oversight of the township employees and committee members. A few years ago, I wasn't sure about the need or relevance for a business administrator, but the events of the last couple years and certainly the last few weeks show that there needs to be more monitoring and oversight in order to assure that our township is being run in a fair, efficient, and legal manner. As they've done in other towns in our area, I support the hiring of an experienced employee for this position. At the very least, there should be a thoughtful assessment of our town's municipal positions and its employees to be sure it's being run in the most efficient and professional way possible. To hear what would be straightforward personnel issues raising serious legal questions makes me wonder about the level of expertise and the possible motivations of some of our township employees and committee members. I realize these are positions that are voted on by township citizens, and I'll certainly keep this in mind as these positions come up for a vote in the next elections. Thank you for your time.
Deputy Mayor, I have something I'd like to address, but it's not strictly involving this. And I would like the mayor back, though, because he could sit in on what I want to talk about.
Okay.
So I want everybody that wants to address this to go,
right?
And I would like the mayor to come.
Okay.
Before you cancel.
Okay. Anybody else who wants to?
Hello, everyone. Adam Duckworth, township resident. I guess I just wanted to say that as I listened to everything that's been said, what it boils down to for me is that just weeks before there was a conversation about Maria's immediate termination, there was work for her to do in the town, even after it was known that the planning board clerk was returning. This is what was said to her, whether it's admitted to or not. And there's knowledge that then after that, there were conversations where certain people became aware of Maria's living arrangements. There's witnesses to that. And I believe there's sufficient evidence to show that her immediate termination, which quickly happened after those conversations and that awareness of her living arrangements was made, happened, that very quickly it was moved to all of a sudden there was no work to do, and now she's immediately terminated, or there was someone pursuing that. So I just want to say it's clear to a lot of people that there is political motivation here, and that's very unethical, and it's unfortunate the way this committee is responding to these grievances. Thank you.
Anyone else? You're welcome to come up.
Well, just a few words.
Just so it comes up to the microphone, please.
I'm Sandy Watts, and I just feel that now that I know what's going on, I didn't really know. I'm very saddened by everything, and for the fact that I have very good friends on both sides, and I love them all. I love all people, and I just feel that it's a very big shame that it has to come to this. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else other than Daryl?
Good evening. Sharon Petzinger, 320 Dogwood Drive. So you guys are the township committee. All right, so you hold the position of authority and service to the public. That's your elected job duties for the most part. You make the decisions for the township. But it's the employees and the volunteers that are the ones that get things done for the township. And if you take care of your employees and your volunteers and you help them to reach their full potential, we're all going to reap the benefits. Right? The employees and volunteers can work at their best. We all reap the benefits. The decision to terminate Ms. Nakarada's position without giving her a heads up that she was going to get laid off, I mean, that sends a message to your other employees and your volunteers and that's not a positive message. So, like, at best, what's happening here is poor treatment of an employee who the committee claimed did outstanding work. At worst, it's a petty and vindictive, politically motivated move on someone who works for you as an elected official. Regardless of what's going on, the message you are sending to the public servants who work for you is not one of respect, and it's not one about job security. It's a message that you can and will terminate positions without notice to save taxpayer dollars. Maria's position cost me $2 per resident to hire her for a year. I will gladly give that to you. You can raise my taxes by $2 to hire her back. One of the tenets I live by is that if it's not broke, don't fix it. And for years, I would just kind of vote down the line for the incumbent because I didn't think anything needed fixing. I thought things were going well in the township. No offense, guy. I didn't vote for you. You weren't. Sorry.
You're forgiven.
But, I mean, this past year and a half or so, just watching how the dynamics on the committee and watching how volunteers and employees have been treated, I think something needs to change. And so I'm not going to be voting for the incumbents anymore. And I'm going to do something that I never thought that I would do. I'm going to put myself out there, and I'm going to run for township committee. to make sure the people of this township have a choice on who's in the committee and somebody who can try to get along with everybody else instead of this back and forth and pointing fingers, because it's ridiculous to see in a township committee. So I will leave this $2 here for anyone who would like to accept the donation. Thank you.
Anyone else other than Daryl? Matt, would you mind just yelling down the hallway somewhere where Mike might be?
I voted for you, just so you know, if it makes you feel better. In fact, I voted for most of you at one point or another. I vote in every primary and every election. Anyway.
I'm glad to see you vote. That's important. No matter who you vote for.
Daryl Schmidt, 226 Musconic under the road. I'd like to talk about a topic that I've been bringing up, and that's whether or not that meeting in question, when all this began, was properly notified, the public was properly notified through the Open Public Meetings Act. And at the last meeting, I asked, at the end, I asked, am I going to get an answer to this? Everybody looks at me. The meeting ended. Mr. McKee stopped me in the hallway as I was leaving, said, Tom, at any time, if you remember this differently, please say so. Right? You can say, Daryl, that's not what I remember. Okay? Because I'm going by memory. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tom stopped me in the hallway, and he said, Daryl, that was a legal meeting. And I said, Tom, how do you figure that? When he goes, that notification on the board, right, on the board. And I said, Tom, that notification is behind a locked door. I said, I'll use the initials. I said, that's BS, but I said the whole word. Tom and I have known each other 20 years. It was just me and him. Tom kind of got a little offended by that and said that wasn't appropriate. I apologized to Tom for saying BS. But anyway, I said to Tom, I said, now if that were on the front of the building, that bulletin board was out front and not locked behind a door, that would be your legal notification. Tom said, that's actually a great idea, right? Put it out front, okay, on the board. He said, I could go for that. I said, well, then the meeting would have been legit. And just for the record, I am not hiring a lawyer and pursuing you to redo that meeting. Nobody's changing their votes. It would be a complete waste of everybody's time and taxpayers' money. So I'm not pursuing it. But I do question it because I still feel, Tom and I disagree, and we can disagree. Obviously, everybody around here disagrees. I still don't feel that that was proper notification. Now, this is where the mayor comes in. Both of you guys and a lot of people say, it was in the paper. You put it in the paper. Tom said it to me and Mike had said it to me. And I said, the agenda is not in the paper, and Karen can address to this too. I said, what's in the paper that you put in, I think, just once a year, actually got the last two editions of, cost me $250 a piece, by the way. What's in the paper is the schedule for when you have the meetings. They're on the first and third Wednesday. If Christmas is the third one, then obviously it's a different day or whatever. That's what's listed in the paper once a year, not the agenda, right? As far as I know, it's never been in the paper, but I could be wrong. You know, I don't see how it's actually possible, right? And Tom and I further discussed it, and Tom gave reasons. Well, it didn't make it in because I think it was Thanksgiving was an issue. Clerk was busy. Mayor made last-minute changes to the agenda. There's some issues about whether, I think, Karen Newman posting it. I would think Karen Sandors has the capability of posting the agenda on the website. You don't? Well, I think you wouldn't be more than a couple of clicks. I think it could be something you could learn and do this. At that point in time, Karen came up, and she said, Daryl, just call me. I will email you the agenda, right? And I started to say to her, I said, Karen, I'm not wasting my time and your time calling you, tracking you down, if you're at your desk, whatever, if you're at work that day. I didn't get to that point. I didn't say that much. Because I said to her, I said, I'm not wasting your time and my time. And at that point in time, any of you guys can tell me I'm wrong, but I saw Ms. Sandor's eyes. We were standing right there. I saw her eyes break from mine and look into this room about here. And I turned my shoulder over and look over my shoulder, and what do I see? I see Ms. Kohler. I'm going to say what she was doing because I want it to be on tape. I'm going to wave my flat hand in front of my throat under my chin. I turn over to see Ms. Kohler going like this to Ms. Sandor's. I don't know if you noticed it, but she was doing it. Tom, you had your back. I don't know if you turned around and saw it. And I have an issue with that. I can't talk to the township employees without one of the board members going like this, telling them, to me, that means don't talk to him. Be quiet. Maybe get away from him, but you tell me what it means. I did not appreciate that. We were having a conversation. It was not heated. I have no intentions of filing lawsuits or going after anybody. We were having a conversation. I don't know why the township... Am I allowed to talk to Gail?
Don't point at me because that's very...
Am I allowed to talk to Gail? Well, this isn't right either, Beth.
I didn't do that to you.
You did it to... You did it to her. Don't tell me what I saw. I turned to my shoulder and look, and I saw you going like this, looking her directly in the eye. Sorry I pointed. You're going to say you didn't do that?
Did you see who was standing next to me when I did that?
No, I did not.
Well, think about that.
Well, I saw you looking at her.
Good. Then you didn't see the whole picture.
Well, why don't you tell
me? I have to protect the township.
From who? Me?
Not saying. Just saying. Keep going.
If this township gets sued, Ms. Kohler, I can assure you it won't be over me. Anyway, I didn't appreciate it. Do I have to, ask Ms. Kohler's permission to talk to the planning board clerk, her secretary? Am I allowed to talk to Warren Gabriel in the road department? I just wanted you to know that. Anyway, I'll continue on. I got this paper. I guess this, he can address this. What you do here, I guess, is mandated by the state, okay? I still don't feel that locking it, not only behind one door on the bulletin board, but behind two. And the second door has been locked since before COVID, if I'm not mistaken, because of whatever, people coming in. So that means nobody can really see it, even before COVID. What I would like to see happen, and I said to Tom, I said, well, it wasn't on the website, okay? And Tom said to me, and he may be correct on this, and I think he is, the website posting is a courtesy, okay? The bulletin board, I guess, is the main one because the agenda is not in the paper. That's just the schedule. The bulletin board is the main one, but you can't get at the bulletin board. The public can't see it. And that the website is the main, is a courtesy to the taxpayers, the people, right? I want to show you something. Now, I can drive up here, or I can call Karen on the phone, or I can do this. I flick over one. There's Lebanon Township Committee. I hit on that. Takes a couple seconds. Up comes the committee. I scroll down. There's the agenda. By the way, Karen, this has been posted spot on even early since my concerns. But this is so convenient, right? I can hit on that. I can sit an hour before the meeting. That's what's on there. I don't got to call nobody. I don't got to drive to the municipal building and look on the wall. And it's not in the newspaper. I would like this. I don't care about the state law. I would like this to be Lebanon Township law, that this thing is put on, the agenda is put on here 48 hours before the meeting. It can be done. It's not rocket science. If last-minute things come in, they don't make it on. They don't make it on. I think Ms. Sandor's can be taught how to update the website, right, to do this. Make this Lebanon Township law that it's got to be on. If you want to do a courtesy, do the bulletin board. That's the courtesy. This is the 21st century, right? These things, I got a feeling, maybe in my lifetime, are going to go the way of the pay cell phone, right? It may be the law right now, or the paid phone, public phone. It may be the law right now, but I think this is going to be the law in the future, where you're going to have to notify the public. I would like to see it done here, simply because it's just so darn convenient. And I don't have to call anybody. I can find out 5 minutes before I need to leave for the meeting, what exactly is on the agenda. we'll see if you can pull it off. But anyway, that's all I have to say. Have a good night. By the way, the door is still locked, so nobody can see the agendas. And even if you let them in the first door, it's in the second door, you still can't see it. I'm done. Thank you.
Matt, is it worth the explanation there?
The meetings are conducted. There are two types of meetings. There's the type of meeting we're having tonight, and then there's our annual meetings, which are set as was accurately reflected and complied with by publication in the newspaper. There are two different standards. Our meetings are held in compliance at all times, and including the meeting referenced. It's not inaccurate to say that some of this technology is outdated. There was a move at the state level to change the notifications to electronic, and quite frankly, there was an uproar from the newsprint media because they said they would be put out of business. And if you look at the newspaper today, it's literally all it is legal advertisements from governing bodies. So, we are compliant, and that's. The law is behind the technology, but it's the state law. It's our mandate, and we meet it.
Can I ask the lawyer a question? Can I come back up?
Yeah, just come up.
Then
why, if what he says is true, okay, why when you go, give me a second, Darrell Schmidt, Musconic on River Road, 226, if you want to come visit me. Why then? Give me a sec. Why, when you look under Municipal Clerks Associations, I'm guess of New Jersey, Chapter 3, Secretary of the Governing Body, why does it say the Open Public Meet? Which I read this before. The Open Public Meetings Act requires that, due to the extent known of an agenda. Not a schedule, an agenda, which is what you're doing at the meeting, that's the agenda, should be available to the public 48 hours in advance of a public meeting. It says the agenda. Now, unless this Chapter 3 of the Secretary to the Governing Body is incorrect, that to me says it's supposed to be available without a lot of excuses 48 hours before the meeting. Any action taken held during that meeting is a violation of the Open Public Meeting Act and null is void. CRCW, whatever. I disagree. According to this thing, unless this is false, agenda is the agenda. The schedule is the schedule.
Any other comments? Seeing none, can I get them?
Just a quick question in terms of format. Mm-hmm. If you had emails that were requested to be read in public, would that be done in public comment, or is it to come still?
I'm not going to read them. We got three emails that requested, but technically we don't have to read them, and I don't like reading things. It's just my personal, just in general. I'm going to tongue-tie myself, so it doesn't require it. But, I mean, I did get, as a committee, we all received multiple emails regarding the topic. So, and I read them. I can't contest to, my other committee members as if they read them too. But we got at least, I saw four other emails regarding the topics of tonight.
Get published somewhere?
My question is, when did you receive them? Because I haven't received
them. Well, they're in the email that you're having problems getting.
The last email I got was from last Friday. I checked it today.
I'm going to assume you got them. So, again, they were sent to the committee.
Have you tried to go in with your new password while she's fulfilling that OPA request?
I don't know. When something that comes into as an email, do they get put into...
I would assume that
the
general
public comment
distribution.
Section. I don't know what
that's
the
up to the township committee. If you want to roll them in, so
in
to
here?
Speak,
I think they're in here.
Then you can. I would caution if you're going to read them. I would advise you read every one of them word for word, because any type of editing, I think, would be problematic.
I just got this tonight.
He's got them all.
Yeah, I just got them tonight.
We'd like to hear them.
Right. So we can put them into public comment as. In the minutes as public comment correspondence, is my than my recommendation, you know, my thought. If there's any motion to second that. Well, first we have to, you know, well, it's kind of a weird scenario since we're in public comment. But is there a motion to put the emails that we got into the public comment section of our minutes?
You mean as documents?
As documents, as public comment, like the people that came to the meeting. And
I mean, aren't they generally read if someone sends something in?
We don't have to. It's not a requirement. The requirement is to come.
We don't know the reasons why they couldn't come either.
We don't. No. If you want to read them, you're welcome to read them now.
You mean into the record?
If you're going to read them, read them all.
Yeah.
Read every word of it. If you're not going to have them entered as...
I think they should be read into the record.
Okay.
Is that... Do we need a motion for that? Or?
No, I mean, if you want to read them, if you have to read them the record, I just know I'm going to mess them up. And I don't...
I would appreciate that.
If you want to read one, I'll read one then.
I'll read the one that came Wednesday, January 12th. I'm just getting this tonight, unless I'm not getting my emails. She did give me the information, so.
No, I gave you the opposite.
This one's from CWA Local.
Yeah, that's not the one.
Should I hand this to
you? Yeah, you can get that.
This is one from...
This is an email from Leslie Wursten Hahn and from Hahn Writing, address 311 Lanning Lane, Glen Gardner. I'm assuming it's this one. January 12th. Dear Mayor and Township Committee members, we request that you read our comments at the January 13th meeting, as we cannot attend in person. These comments also pertain to the subject of the January 19th meeting. This April will mark 30 years that we have lived in Lebanon Township, during which we have had good experiences working with the staff at Municipal Building on the occasions when we have needed to. However, we are very concerned about recent examples of personnel mismanagement, poor planning, lax oversight by the Township Committee, and what appears to be politically motivated actions against employees and dedicated volunteers. Knowing, as we do, how smart, committed, organized, and capable Maria Naccarato is, the way she was treated is beyond belief. You should reconsider her employment, not least of all because there appears to be some question about whether the meeting where her termination was voted on was properly advertised and whether committee members were adequately informed of the issues involved. But this incident reveals problems that go way beyond one person. Maybe our township leaders should pay more attention to what we elect them to do, properly managing the needs, services, funding, and personnel of our township for the benefit of its residents, rather than focusing on issues like the Second Amendment. When the Township Committee decided to hire a part-time business administrator, we wondered if there was really a need for this position, given the broad responsibilities and high salary of our Township Clerk. Now, however, we feel differently. Given Maria's baseless and bungled termination, last year's unwarranted incursion into the emails of the Township volunteers, and the failure to effectively plan for the succession of key Township employees, we believe the township needs more professional management and, more importantly, a strategic assessment of township personnel needs and policies. Do we have sound policies that ensure consistent and fair treatment of employees and volunteers? Do we have a solid succession plan to ensure continuity? Should we reconsider the current organization of our municipal staff? Question. Should we have the county's highest paid township clerk and a part-time administrator? Should we ultimately have a full-time administrator and a clerk with more limited responsibilities? Should we be thinking about ways to share more services with neighboring towns and reconsidering which positions we need to maintain? These and other questions require a thoughtful, apolitical, strategic assessment of what we have, what we need, and the best way to move forward. And in this way, we can ensure that dedicated volunteers and employees like Maria are not mistreated and discouraged from working toward the betterment of the township they love. Sincerely, Chris Hahn and Leslie Wurstein Hahn, 311 Manning Lane.
I'll read the next one. You're going to have to read that one, which is the main reason, because I'm in conflict with that scenario.
I'm the lucky guy tonight, huh?
Yes, you are. This is from Joyce Lefley and Stephen Lefley. We're writing to express our deep concerns about the abrupt elimination of Maria Naccarato's position as a part-time clerk in Lebanon Township. We are not attending the special meeting due to increased COVID cases, but would like to ask this written to the email. Asked to read this email or at least summarize it during the meeting. We are listening to Maria's public comments at the December 15th, 2021 committee meeting and were shocked at the lack of timely communication to her and the unprofessional treatment that she has received. Kudos to her for speaking out publicly so that necessary improvements can be made to prevent the type of poor management in our township. Why did the township encourage Maria to believe that she would continue in her position with future career growth and also pay for training for her, and then suddenly terminate her, claiming there was no work? The lack of professional management and foresight is concerning. We understand that the large filing project that she worked on delivered major benefits and automated paper-based documentation for easier access and accuracy. Our township should be focused on hiring and retaining clerical staff that have strong technology skills for improved service. As we all know, Maria has been an outstanding, enthusiastic, and dedicated volunteer in our township, leading the Recreation Commission and providing large events to serve the community, as well as organizing the annual roadside cleanup and serving as an active volunteer in the Historians Committee. Her creativity and communication skills via social media, email, and in person for running these complex events have been exceptional, requiring flexible and timely updates due to impacts from weather and COVID. No employee should be treated this way in our township, and we hope that the decision makers will promptly reinstate Maria's position, identifying why the process has failed, and look for opportunities to improve management procedures in Lebanon Township. Hiring a full-time business administrator like Highbridge and other 110 towns have would likely provide the leadership needed to ensure that processes are developed and maintained to ensure quality management in our wonderful township. Thank you for you and your time and attention, Joyce and Stephen Lefley, 23 Red Mill Road.
This is from Jan Gibas. It was directed to Mike Schmidt, Mark Law, Guy Wilson, Tom McKee, and Beverly Kohler. At the top, there are five question marks above my name, which I guess maybe they're asking if that's my real name.
I think that's something that came through in the printing of the email.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe they thought I was going under an assumed name or something. I would like this email to be read at the meeting if possible. I'm writing to express my dismay and disappointment in the circumstances around Maria's firing. It appears there were reasonable expectations set for her continued employment that were not met for apparently arbitrary reasons. Maria is an outstanding and dedicated volunteer in the township, and I have to think she was an equally effective employee. It seems to me she was treated shabbily, and the circumstances around the decision to fire her don't reflect well on the township. I'd like to see the decision reversed. Sincerely, Jan Gibas, 159 Raritan River Road.
Gibas.
I stand corrected.
Okay. Thank you. Any other public comment? Can I have a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Roll call.
Is there a second? I'll second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes.